Today, the ceiling of a Cambodian factory that makes ASICS sneakers collapsed on workers, killing at least two and injuring seven. It's sure to add to the international call for better safety standards. Of course, 3 weeks ago, that huge complex collapsed in Dhaka, Bangladesh, killing more than 1,100, a horrifying story. We want to check in there with the BBC's Akbar Hussein. He joins us from Dhaka. Akbar, we saw the dramatic rescue of that woman last week, but we know the search for survivors is over at the former site. And people are still going there with pictures of their loved ones who they say are still missing. Now, you say 200 other factories in the area are going to reopen tomorrow. They were closed because workers were protesting. So is that reopening expected to go smoothly?
There is a bone of contention between the labor organizations and the factory owners, because the factory owners say they are not going to pay the salary and other benefits for last few days when the factories are shut down. Government is in the middle. They are trying to convince the factory owners to reopen the factories because, you know, the garment sector, it is the lifeline for Bangladesh's economy, and it earns $20 billion every year. I mean, foreign exporting garment to the foreign countries.
Well, this is quite something. I mean, we understand at the actual site where the collapse was, their bulldozers are still clearing it out. But as you say, these 250 factories that have been closed because of labor unrest will be opening. With still this unrest, we know these workers, some of them made just above the national minimum wage, which is about $38 a month. And they're demanding, in some cases, days for when the factories were shut in salary, but some are demanding at least 4 months in salary.
This is one thing, the salary issue. Now, the question is the ensuring safety in the workplace. I mean, many people are saying many things, many organizations are many things. There is no central command, actually.
Mm-hmm. What is the status of the investigation into the Rana Plaza building? This was the huge collapse. The owners were vilified before the collapse. They'd been telling workers that a huge cracking sound they heard was nothing. And then, of course, the building fell. And officials are now saying that the owners illegally added floors and allowed factories to install heavy equipment that the building wasn't designed to support. So you've got the factory owners installing this heavy equipment, and you've got the building owners maybe not monitoring the health of the building. What's happened to them?
All of them, except one, have been arrested because the charges brought against the building owner is that the building owner, he didn't actually follow the rules and regulation of the construction. The building owner, in collaboration with the factory owner, they forced the worker to get inside the building, even it was dangerous. I mean, the industrial police, they detected the fault of the building and they requested the building owner and the factory owners to evacuate the building, but they didn't follow that.
What about the 250 factories just reopening? Do the workers there think that their buildings are that much safer? I mean, what's the mood of the workers going back into these buildings with this huge gaping crater where another building used to be?
I mean, government workers, they are in general very scared about the latest incident. Many factories, I should say the more than 70% factories, they are not actually following the rules and regulations set by the government. I mean, the laborers who are working in the government sector, they are saying that the first priority is now the safe working place for them.
Well, and speaking of that, this week a number of European retailers signed a pledge, a binding agreement, that they'd have independent monitoring of these factories, foreign factories that make their products. But we've reported on this before and understand that a lot of American apparel makers already think they have independent monitoring. They're hiring these third-party companies that are supposed to do the monitoring. It's obviously not working. It seems that the issue is going to be who's independent, because once you start paying someone, there's an opening for corruption. So is there a sense of how going forward it can be ensured that whoever is inspecting these buildings is actually doing it?
The thing is, now the agreement, signed many European companies, big companies, whenever they buy any garment from Bangladesh's factory, which is not complying the safety standards, and if any accident happens, if any worker dies here or if anything happens, so they can be sued in their relative countries. If it is an European company in the European, in that country, if it's an American company in America, they'll have the right to sue that company in their relative country.
The BBC's Akbar Hussein in Dhaka, Bangladesh. Akbar, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, take a quick break. And then coming up, the president of historically black Morehouse College. Did they defuse a controversy ahead of President Obama's visit this week? And we'll find out in 30 seconds, here and now.